to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week, we explore different aspects of the world of music, including what we are bringing you today, which is another album review. And since Greg chose the one last time, which was a fantastic, fun little romp through the 90s ska crazy cartoon show theme.
The Aquabats.
Yeah. I decided to go in a completely different direction. And go for a band that I discovered this year, I believe. Yeah, I discovered them this year, and they released an EP that we are going to go through today. So this will be a short episode because there are only four songs on the album,
the abridged version.
But before we get to that, be sure to find us on all of our social media sites. Follow the Sound Facebook group, on Twitter. You can find us at @IFollowTheSound. And also check out Yo Radio at YoRadio.com and download the free app on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Completely free, and it is just free music. It is just streaming radio from all these different great stations at Yo Radio. So be sure to check that out.
I'd like to mention, too, Lineup Media Group has a great lineup of podcasts.
Yes.
Other than this one.
You can find that at lineupmedia.fm. Mm-hmm. Fantastic shows, including some other ones that I host and a bunch of other ones hosted by other people, too.
Can't get enough of Brian.
Yeah. So, Greg Harvey.
Yes.
Co-host extraordinaire.
I have no idea what we're about to listen to.
Okay, so this is a band called Wilderado.
Oh, that's a cool name.
All right. So I've been wanting to do this review for a little bit now. I just haven't gotten around to doing it. But Wilderado is a band that I discovered because they opened for Buckingham McVie when Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie went on tour.
Oh.
They played at the Fabulous Fox Theater here in St. Louis, and the opening band was a band called Wilderado. And you never know when you go check out an opener, especially an opener for like a classic band or a classic group like that.
Yeah. How do you open for a band like that?
And so they got up there and they started playing and they did their thing and they seemed to be just having so much fun up there. Like, you can tell they truly loved the fact that they were playing in front of this crowd and just having a grand old time up there. And so I went back and I bought one of the albums that they had, and it was that they had released a little bit before. I think it was called All Songs By. That was the name of and it was All Songs By Wilderado.
Brilliant.
At least I'm 99% sure that's what the title was. And it had a bunch of the songs on there that they did. And I listened to it. And I was like, man, this is really, really good. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And I was like, I'll keep track of these dudes. Followed them on social media and stuff like that. Ended up talking to, I believe, the guitar player a little bit when he was back there. And it wasn't more than a 30-second interaction. They came back through town several months later, and they played at the Duck Room, which is a very famous room in St. Louis. You know, it's where numerous, numerous great people have played, including the amazing Chuck Berry, who played there many, many times, which is why it was called the Duck Room in the first place.
Because of the duck walk.
Yes. So they were playing at the Duck Room, and right like that, the day before or whatever, they had released the single that was on this EP, or at least one of the singles that was on this EP, and I listened to it, and then I listened to it again, and then I listened to it again. And the first time I listened to it, when it hit the chorus, I literally started tearing up. Not because the song was like super emotional or anything, but just because it impacted me. Like, you know, when that good music hits you and that emotion just sort of comes over you, that's what happened to me with the song. So they released this EP called Favors. Like I said, it's only four songs. But the great thing that I loved about it was that I ended up chatting with them for a little bit. Dude remembered me, so that was cool.
Wow.
And then I ended up chatting with like each member of the band, just telling them how cool I thought it was. And I had that moment too, because I talked to him before the show actually happened. And then when they were on stage, lead singer looks over at me and he sees me like singing along to the song, and he gives me that smile and is just like, yes, I had that moment.
Yes, thank goodness.
I had that moment.
Thank goodness for Brian Kroc is here. He's holding us down right now.
So they put on a great, great show, and this is the EP. But I also want to do one other thing here, and that is they are currently going on tour with another band that I know you remember me talking about, and I showcased one of their songs on a What Are We Listening To episode.
Oh.
They are on tour with Sure Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Now, Sure and Wilderado are my two favorite bands, like, right now.
Yeah.
Like, my new favorites, you know, which aren't, like, my overall favorites,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, the my all-time favorite albums or groups or whatever. They are definitely up there. But right now, as in, like, this year, these two are my bands.
Wilderado.
If people ask me what two bands they should be listening to, I will say Wilderado and Sure. And magically they are on tour.
That's awesome. Together.
Together.
That's great.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. After we did that episode where you introduced me to Sure, I liked it. And I went home and, like, added at least 10 of their songs to my playlist.
Yeah.
And
they just released a new single this week, so called Lie, Lie, Lie.
Well, I'm going to say you've gotten me excited for this.
Okay. So the first song on the Favors EP is the one that I listen to over and over and over again, and I can still put this song on, and I can still rock out to it every time I hear it. And it's called You Don't Love Me.
Silence walking down the hall, softly asking who you are, where you were, and where you've been, scratching on the walls. I can hear you through the wall.
I gotta cut it short, but man, I love that chorus. And I actually, this verse right here that they're singing there with that harmony, I always sing that harmony part whenever I'm in the car.
Yeah.
And if I ever could join them on stage, I would want to sing just that part.
Yeah.
Just so I could sing that one part with them.
Wow. That was really good. My first impression is that it sounds very current. It definitely sounds like 2018
yeah.
music.
And they're previous album, their previous work and stuff was a little bit more country-esque.
And I was going to say that it has like a country edge to it's kind of like, you know, the country rock that we have
yes,
a lot of right
yes.
now.
Yes. But it wasn't, it was a little bit more like singer-songwriter-y and folksy and like that kind of stuff. And then when I heard this one, I was just like, oh my God. Like, they've stepped off in a completely, like, different direction. Not direction, but they've stepped in another evolution of what they could do.
Like, this is
And it was like, oh my goodness, like, you guys have written this, like, hard-hitting song, and it kicks even harder later on, like, at the end of the song, and it's just, like, builds up to this really great crescendo, and it's just, it is a brilliant song. It really is.
So, Do you feel like this is like where they've found themselves? You know, like this sound is them settling into like, okay, this is us doing our own thing now.
Yeah. I mean, I can say that, I mean, their other stuff is really good, but this song, when I heard it, like I said, was just like, it was like a bomb going off for me. It was like, okay, you guys have done some good work before, but this is amazing. And so that's why, like, it floored me as much as it did. I wasn't expecting it. I was expecting it to be a good song. I wasn't expecting it to be a great song.
It definitely sounds like I'm going to have to go back and listen to the whole track.
Yes.
It's kind of a shame we only have four tracks on this one.
Yeah.
Because we can't play the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. But the next song is actually my wife's favorite, and it's called Sorrow.
Show me them hands then invite me on into
cool.
That's one of my favorites, just because. I mean, that was the first EP that they released, actually, or the first single that they released from the album. And like I said, my wife likes that one a lot because it sort of flows differently than a lot of other songs do. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of sad, like with that chord progression, and but it still hits and builds up to the, you know.
And his vocal tone adds to kind of the sadness a little bit, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then I like it because it builds up to the chorus, and then it like drops off, you know, to that sort of softer chorus, at least for the first part. Later on, it does pick up a bit more, but they are very good at doing dynamics on this album, and that's one of the reasons why I love it.
Two thoughts that I got from that track there.
Yeah.
Number one, I love the drum tone of the drums, and that's like one of my favorite beats on the drums to play. I know that sounds silly, but just that kind of backbeat that he's doing. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, I ended up talking with the drummer for a little bit, and I told him, I was like, I love the fact that you fit the song just so nicely, or the songs so nicely. He doesn't try to overplay. He tries to, what he plays fits the emotion of the song. It fits the style of the song. Everything he does is interesting to listen to, even if it's simple. I cannot speak more highly of him as a drummer because he does exactly what a good drummer should do.
The second thought I had on that too was, I know that there could be more contemporary references to compare them to, but that track instantly made me feel like Alt J meets Blue October.
Hmm.
And maybe one other band in there too, because Blue October, you know, I think of like the big singles they had that are kind of rocking mellow songs.
Yeah.
You know, like, cause Hate Me is a rocking song, but it's mellow.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what that reminded me of. And then the Alt J part, like that song they have out right now that goes 0111001. And they do kind of like that breakdown minimalist with the drums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 21 Pilots kind of has a similar thing going too, where it's just heavy drums.
Yes.
And then like a little bit of kind of the melodic guitar to go with it, and very minimalistic. And then they let the vocals kind of dominate a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
And I liked that song a lot. That's a good one.
So
What was that one called again?
Sorrow.
Sorrow. Thank you.
Yes, and the next one is my second favorite one. There's only four, so I mean, all of them are top five either way. But yeah, the next one is called Siren.
That was a cool drum fill.
Oh, I love that so much.
And he didn't do anything except just kind of switch it up.
Oh, man. It's sort of that reverse. It's like, you know, doing the bass and snare in the opposite of. But that chorus, man.
Yeah.
It hits me every time.
I got to say, I don't know. There's this effect where you like instantly like music sometimes when it's remotely familiar.
Yeah.
And that just, it makes you feel like you've heard it before, even though I haven't, in a good way. And, you know, like, I'm pretty sure that's the first time I heard that song.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've heard it, like, a million times before in a good way. As in, like, wow, that's a great song.
Yeah.
I would say, I mean, I guess I can't say instant classic, but definitely an instant hit.
Yes.
For somebody who would be discovering this band for the first time, like myself.
I dig it, man.
Sirens.
Siren.
Right on.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Siren.
Siren.
Not
yeah.
plural.
Because
okay.
it says the siren eyes are searching for a home.
Ah.
Yeah.
Is he the siren?
I don't know. I want to ask him these questions, man. I really want to get an interview set up with these guys. And they seem like just like the couple of interactions that I've had, they seem super cool and like really chill. And like they'd be up for anything as far as just hanging out and stuff. And
these guys were opening for
Buckingham McVie.
Buckingham McVie.
Yes.
How old would you say these guys are?
Oh,
age wise.
I'd say maybe like early 30s.
Okay.
Maybe late 20s, early 30s, somewhere in that
sounds,
range.
Sounds about right.
I don't know. I'm really horrible at guessing age.
I mean, they're not like Fleetwood Mac.
No. They're definitely not. And they were originally based out of California, out of L.A. at that time. But I believe the lead singer was originally from Oklahoma.
Oh.
Something like that. Yeah.
I mean, it does have like a nice
Tulsa,
little
maybe?
like a nice little Midwestern kind of
He definitely
feel
has
to
he
it.
Has a Midwestern kind of tinge to his voice. But I think only people from the Midwest would pick up on that. So yeah. but yeah, he like this band is just one of these groups that like they keep just coming up with good stuff as far as I'm concerned. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what they make after this.
Do they have any full lengths out?
They have one that was sort of a combination of other EPs that they put, and that was the like All Songs By.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't
It's amazing how well that works in this day and age that you can just keep putting out EPs and you can get away with that.
Yes.
You know? I like it. Man, we got one
we
left.
We got one more left, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm excited, but I'm also sad.
Yes. So the last one is actually the title track of the album. It's called Favors. And it's the song kind of starts out pretty slow, and it builds to something, I don't know. You just got to listen to the song, but I can't play the whole song. So it's going to be like, I feel it's going to be a little bit like of a letdown almost. Yeah.
You're still doing your job. Your job's to introduce people to the music,
yes.
And then it's up to them to take it from there.
So the next one is called Favors.
That song reminds me of pure Michigan.
Yeah.
As I was listening to that, I don't know why, but images kept popping in my head of like the leaves changing, like jumping off a dock into a lake and then getting out of the lake and sitting around with your friends with a beer and a bonfire and just like the laid back kind of like, not like country as in the genre, but like country rock. Like
yeah,
I want to be outdoors when I hear that song.
Yeah. I dig it.
That's chill. That's a chill one. And I feel like that's a good way to end the EP.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a good song to end the concert with. And I could see like everybody clapping along and kind of like putting the lighters in the air.
Yeah. I forgot which one that they actually finished out either concert on. But they definitely have they definitely have great presence, and they do really well on stage. But one of the ones that they do, I want to say it's called Rubble to Rubble. But yeah, I believe that song is the song where he starts it out with. He's this song is about knocking up my wife.
Hey.
And it's funny, like, and actually at the show at the Duck Room, he goes, you know, this song is about knocking up my wife. And the guitar player, the bass player says, I just want to point out that we did not knock up Max's wife. Max knocked up his wife.
Well, that's
a relief. That made me laugh a good bit. But that song, it builds up, like it goes along and goes along, goes along. And then all of a sudden it kicks into like this bridge that it's all of them singing together, singing the melody. And it just sings, oh, my God, I'm having a baby. And it's like it's so unexpected and so great that it works very, very well,
huh.
Like for their style. But yeah, they've got really good presence, and just to go through, the band members are Max, Colton, Tyler, and Justin, and they, I don't know, man, this is just one of those groups that I really feel should do well, you know?
They already sound like they're a big band.
Yeah, and they're based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma now, and this EP was released... let's see, May 25th is what it says right here.
Oh, yeah, 2018?
Yeah, so,
wow.
Yeah. But that's what's great about this, too, is that if you look at it, so Sure and Wilderado on tour now, go check them out if they're coming to your town or near your town. Both of them I discovered because they were the opening acts of other bands. So Wilderado opened for Buckingham McPhee, Sure opened for Hippocampus, but I don't listen to the Buckingham McPhee album. I don't listen to the Hippocampus album. I listen to their opening acts, and those are the ones that I've been listening to the most.
Well, you definitely have a desire for new music.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You are constantly exploring music, which is why it's such a pleasure to do this podcast with you, is because you've expanded my mind.
It's why I named the show Follow the Sound, is because I go out there and I find songs. I find new bands and new artists that I want to listen to. And, you know, maybe it comes about in some weird way and all that. But it makes me actually want to go and listen to the opening groups of all of these other bands that I go and check out. You know, you never know what you're going to find. So recently, this last weekend, I went to see Counting Crows with Live. And I went to see Live because I've never seen Live before with the original lead singer.
You've never seen them live?
I've never seen Live. But I've seen Counting Crows like twice now. And so I didn't really care to go see them again. But I definitely wanted to go see Live because Live was one of my formative rock groups.
Yeah.
First CD I ever bought was Live Throwing Copper.
Really?
Yeah. And first CD I ever bought, not the first album, first CD I ever bought. And but the opening group was this three-man group called Boom Forest. And these dudes killed it. These three guys just killed it.
Wow.
Don't know how else to explain it. Killed it. And they were good with the crowd. They were a great warm-up act. Like, it was a solid group. And so, to me, like, seeing the openers is part of the entire experience, and it has led me to finding some of the best music that I've ever found in my life.
These opening bands have something to prove, you know? I mean, the headliner is already the headliner, but...
One of the first album reviews that I ever did was Rival Sons. Rival Sons was the opening group for Sammy Hagar when he came through town.
Wow.
Still one of the bands I listen to. I don't listen to Sammy Hagar, but I listen to Rival Sons.
And we've said before, too, that I think a lot of, like, British bands, mm-hmm. and maybe even just European bands in general, they kind of automatically default into that, where they might be a huge band back home, but then they come and open for somebody, and nobody's heard of them, and surprise, surprise, they're freaking fantastic.
2 weeks ago, we did Carnivool, random band that I found in Australia because I happened to watch an Australian singing show. It's like, this is what I'm all about. I am about discovering that new music, those new songs, those new bands that nobody else has really heard of. And it's not like, it's not a hipster thing with me. It is not like, oh, I've got to discover the next new band before everyone else does. I don't care. It's like, yes, I want them to become more well-known. Yes, I want them to be successful. I was like, but I'm not the one who's just like, oh, yeah, it's like I knew about them first and blah, blah, blah. It's just like, oh, my goodness, I'm so glad that you guys actually caught on to what I've known for, you know, years or whatever.
Oh, well, and that's, come on.
And no, but it's a happy feeling for me that other people have discovered the bands that I like. And so that's why I really, really hope that Wilderado keeps going and plugging away at this, because they've got such a great sound and there's such great songwriting ability. And I love the direction that they're going in with this. And I cannot be happier with this EP. I'm listening to this EP like at least once a week still.
Wow.
At least. Because it had four songs. I just put it on and it plays through while I'm driving to work or something. So
I have absolutely no... I would not be surprised if I heard this on the radio soon. You know, maybe not this EP, but that next album that has like the single.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Put it on air. Let's share it with the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
So that was Favors by Wilderado. I'm absolutely not kidding. Please go out and see these guys if they come to your town. They will appreciate it. And if you are hearing this and you happen to go out and check them out on tour, you just tell them that you found out about them through Follow the Sound, and they won't have any clue what that means. And so that's why it'll be even more fun. I'll probably tag them in this post, though, just to be like, hey, we did a review of your EP. Check it out.
Yeah, you know. I mean, they might as well at least know.
Yeah, exactly. So once again, you got something to say?
Yeah, it's a solid 7.5, my friend.
Okay, cool. For me, this is definitely a 9, because I wish it were longer. That's the...
I feel like if I had had a chance to hear more...
If it were an album, I'd totally give it a 10.
Yeah, yeah. I would have almost bumped it up to at least an 8 just because it would have been a full length, so I could have heard more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for just a sneak peek, solid stuff. Like I said, 7.5 because they're better than 7.
Yeah. So I'm truly ecstatic about this one. Remember, folks, find us on our website. You can listen to all of our other podcasts, the ones that we previously just mentioned, at followthesoundpodcast.com. Also, be sure to buy anything that you want to buy through Amazon, but please go through followthesound.com/Amazon or followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon, and we get a little bit of money for everything that you buy.
It's the exact same Amazon. Just go to our website and click on it there.
Yeah, click on the banner on the website first. And then we get a little bit of money back. Also, please find us on social media, Twitter at @IFollowTheSound. And on Facebook, you can find our group, the Follow the Sound group. And we share stuff there all the time. And I believe I shared this, the first song I heard off of the EP, You Don't Love Me, on that page. And was just like, this is the song I've been listening to nonstop. And so please check us out there. Interact with us. We would greatly appreciate it. Of course, download Yo Radio. You can go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and download the Yo Radio app. It is completely free music, completely free streaming, and just tons of genres. And we are adding more and more and more every single week. And like I keep saying, we will be shortly on there ourselves and having these great album reviews on there, as well as the albums themselves for people to listen to. So it'll be a fun time for all. I have been your host, Brian Kroc. Along with me has been Greg Harvey.
Yes, I am Greg Harvey.
And remember, folks, if you hear it, follow the sound.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.